really challenged here tonight, and I know this Wichita Trinity team is much better than what their scores have been indicating the first two games.
You know, they have a lot of good things. You know, they got good shooters. They got people that can drive to the basket. You know, when you rotate 10 girls in and out, they can all push and shove, and nobody gets in foul trouble. So, you know, that really wore on us. We just weren't quite ready in the first quarter for that pressure.
Did it seem to me, a little bit, but did it seem to you as well? Did the girls look a little fatigued early on?
We were a little out of it. I noticed they kind of walked on the court for pregame shooting, and we were just kind of not into it. And that showed in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't quite in sync on defense. Offensively, we were not going strong. They could have easily just gave up, and, you know, yeah. The score could have been 15 points at halftime. But these girls are fighters. They didn't like what they were doing the first quarter, and they made that turnaround and stepped up in the second quarter in the second half.
Well, your guards really took control of this game tonight with some of the post players struggling. Erica, the night's night was 17, and you also had a big night with Amber with 14 in there as well, and they really kind of took over the game for you guys.
You know, I told them, you know, we didn't have no 6-foot defensive players in there. Yeah. I said, this is your night to really go and power up to the basket and be strong. And they really took it to heart. I was like, you know, even if they drive to the basket and get fouled, both of those two can shoot the free throws and knock those down. So we just have that presence of we're going to attack the basket and go strong.
What's probably the, you know, you're down 8 in the second quarter, your largest deficit of the year. You come in tied at halftime, and they stayed alive with 3 tonight. They kept falling for them. They had 8 or 9 tonight. But, you know, just seeing the poise in your first test of the year, I think there's a lot of positives that come from that.
You know, there are a lot of positives. You know, being a close game down the stretch, we didn't freak out. We were under control. We were poised out there. We made the passes. We were strong with the ball, let them foul us. And then we knocked down a tremendous amount of free throws in the fourth quarter that were really critical.
Huge win for you guys to get to 4-0 on the year. That's a pretty good week to cap off a 3-0 week, but you still have business to take care of pre-Christmas break. Tuesday night's a second road test of the year at Cimarron.
You know, we told the girls, I said, enjoy this week, but we got to rest up this weekend. It's nice to have Saturday off, actually, to give them another day of rest. But these two conference games, we definitely want to win and show the conference that, you know, we're somebody to beat. Yeah. You know, these girls are special. They have a lot of heart, and they have a lot of dedication, and they're just a great team to be around.
Well, congratulations on the win, surviving a little early season adversity for the first time, and guys, pick up the 5-point victory, hit your free throws down the stretch. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again.